I love what the AHRCs do in and around. In Suffolk County, I had the honor of touring the building many years ago and was so impressed, really impressed. AHRC folks, it's, you know, it's organizations in and around who serve those with intellectual developmental disabilities. And we welcome in the AHRC Suffolk CEO, John McGuigan. Nice enough to give us a couple of minutes talking about some great things happening in and around to provide the necessary tools for AHRC. And, John, welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks for having us, Jay. It's a real privilege for you to have us on. We're very grateful.
Oh, it's my pleasure, my friend. And like I said, I was so impressed with what I had seen years ago. I took the tour, met some of those great people over there, really great people. I was so impressed. I walked away. I was mesmerized on the workmanship, the dedication of so many people. Not only those in charge, but the workers themselves. It was quite impressive. But also, you're getting some help, too, from King Quality. We want to recognize King Quality. You know, the grant, the marketing grant, and the hopes to achieve a lot of awareness, you know, the commercial and awareness and everything else. Talk about that for a second, John.
Yeah, great. I mean, Jeff Brett is the lead over there at King Quality, and that's just a guy who gets it.
Yeah.
He started King Quality's Cares as an offshoot of his roofing and building business, and approached us about a $50,000 grant. His King Quality Cares genuinely believes that awareness is the beginning of giving. Gave us this wonderful opportunity to be on this commercial that he airs for a month. I was able to do it with one of the participants of our program, Andrew. You know, both of us were like, you know, we're on TV, and Andrew's still talking about it to this day. It made his entire year. And Jeff made that possibility happen for us. It was just a really wonderful thing that he does. Like, that's a guy who understands community. He understands impact. And that awareness is a critical component of any nonprofit's of life, but certainly for services with people with disabilities, who are typically at the last of anybody's thought process, unfortunately. Jeff helping us with that opportunity really puts us on the forefront. Great stuff.
Yeah, we had Jeff on last time, and that's why this rings so true, John, because, you know, it's just a great way of giving back. That's how I kind of look at it. You know, I always say Long Islanders, there's no better group in this country than right here on Long Island. A perfect example of that is King Quality CEO Jeff Brett and all he does. You know, the commercials, the $50,000 in total, folks, to AHRCs, both counties, and throughout the month. That funding, you know, helps with TV commercials and everything else to raise awareness, John McGuigan, well, right? It's all about raising awareness.
Of course. And just a quick thing on Jeff, too. We have one of the services that we provide. We do a lot of entertainment for people with disabilities, and we have a tribute artist called Lamar Peters, who is an Elvis impersonator. And Jeff came in on Tuesday, just this week, and we had a King Meets the King event. And there was Jeff up there with our Elvis tribute artist, and he's just such a good sport. He was there meeting the people that we support, shaking hands, doing the whole thing. Yeah, he's just the guy who gets it. Good stuff.
See, that's what we're talking about here. It's just a great effort all the way around. And, you know, it's just the latest, by the way, by King Quality Cures. You know, the mission is, again, to build awareness of charities, community organizations across through these strategic and targeting marketing support type situations. And in essence, that's why there's so many people needed throughout, right, John? Volunteers and everything else for some of the different venues. Very, very important to make people aware of this.
Well, I was listening to your conversation with your last caller, and I think you're right on. Where are all these people that are looking? We have jobs. We have a need. The people that we provide services to, like you mentioned, Jay, are wonderful. They make a difference to people's lives. We're in need of employees to come in and help us complete our mission to get these folks out there in the community and raise awareness.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And that's why John's group in Suffolk, HRC, they're seeking folks, partnerships, programs, various programs to continue to, you know, to provide this this type of quality, the services and activities for the folks that they support. Also in need of growing their membership base. How important is that, John McGuigan, as far as, you know, the voice, the impact, some very important policy type decisions and everything else? Give me a sense.
It's huge. We represent a group of people that still are a lot of myths out there about what people with disabilities can and can't do. We're a community service, but one of the things that we do best is we service the community. The people that we provide services to are, you know, helping make hats for preemies at local hospitals, making dog biscuits for dog shelters. We run food pantries with Long Island Cares and Island Harvest, another wonderful set of charities. We're in there. We're giving back. The more members we have, the more people who know who we are, the more mutually beneficial relationships that we can build with the business community on Long Island. It serves both parties, and I think that's one of the biggest things that we're looking to do. We're looking for like-minded business partners out there who we can give to, they can give to us, and everybody walks away feeling like they've accomplished something.
Yeah, and listen, not everybody could be, you know, like a Jeff Brett, King Quality, and everything else for all they do. Of course, we love King Quality for the great stuff of roofing and siding and windows and everything else, and it's a great home experience. But, you know, their mission in general is to build awareness, charities, and that's why Jeff's mindset is great. And all of the community organizations across Long Island and the great work that they do through, again, you know, the marketing and everything else, it is vital. I think it's such a great partnership. And hopefully, John, more will follow in the footsteps of Jeff Brett here, you know?
Well, yeah, and you look, Jay, you offering us opportunities like this, Brett offering opportunities, there's more likely that people will listen and hear things and think, that's the kind of impact I'd like to have. There's a lot of charities doing a lot of good work. But like you mentioned, Long Islanders are something special. So when they hear opportunities, hopefully some will come our way and we can do this kind of work.
And folks, I saw it for myself, and I was blown away from my experience years ago. I still remember it like yesterday, taking the tour over there in Ronkonkoma. To learn more about how you can make a difference, you can visit the site www.ahrc.org/volunteer. John McGuigan, keep up the great work as the AHRC Suffolk CEO. Keep up the great work. Keep us in the loop. You know you have the stage anytime you need it.
Appreciate it, Jay. Thank you for the time.